What is happening, PGA DFS fans? Welcome back to another one of my short form videos here on the awesemo.com YouTube channel. I am Jason Roslin, and today we're going to be going over the top five values for the Farmers Insurance Open, which is a little bit of a shortened week as the PGA Tour tests a Wednesday to Saturday start to finish. Don't want to go up against the NFL and championship weekend there, so let me know what you guys think about that in the comments below. I'm kind of excited for a Saturday finish myself. And of course, make sure you like and subscribe to our channel here since our content is going to be a little bit different times coming out this week. Perfect thing to do is subscribe to our channel here and you'll get notified when we come live or when one of these videos come live. So let's go ahead and jump right into my top five value picks this week. Trying to make it back-to-back weeks of pretty solid results from this video here. And we're going to start off with JT Poston. Now, listen, I'm going to put the course history buffs to battle here this week as none of my golfers, no of the five of them, have a top 10 here at this golf course in the last couple of years. But all of them, I think, are playing much better than they have in years past. Let's start with Poston, who had a string of missed cuts to end the season last season that was quite worrisome, but a little bit of a battle back here. He's come in 42nd and 25th in the last 2 weeks. Things are progressing nicely. The category that's been failing him, well, he's actually, I'm sorry, the category that helped him last year, Shost Gained Putting, he ranks second, has been the only thing failing him this year. So when that starts to turn, I expect the results to continue to get better. So good as DraftKings price coming in at 6,400 this week and 7,600 on FanDuel. Course history does have a top 20 here, came in 18th last year and 40th the year before. All right, let's go on to Keith Mitchell here. When Keith Mitchell, when he is below 7,500, the value and upside he presents is tremendous. Just 7,400 on DraftKings again this week, 9,000 on FanDuel, excuse me. But has struggled on the Poa Greens of Torrey Pines, has missed the cut in each of the last 2 years. Did not play last week at the American Express, deciding to go to San Diego instead of La Quinta, but did come in seventh in his season opener at Wiley Country Club for the Sony Open. So when we look at Keith Mitchell, how he gets it done, why I typically like him at this golf course, well, he's 11th strokes gained off the tee. That should really help him here this week. His approaches are definitely a bit streaky, as is around the green game, 168 on the approach, 189 around the green. Strokes gained putting, though, that statistic has gotten much better. He's ranked 120th. All right, the next guy I want to talk about, speaking of strokes gained putting, if this guy was top 100 in strokes gained putting, he'd be a multiple winner on the PGA Tour, and maybe even be in the top 30 in the world golf rankings, as Aaron Wise has quite a complete game outside of his putter, I should say. He's coming in at just 7,500 this week on DraftKings. His FanDuel price, well, not as good of a value, coming in at 9,400. He also, however, has struggled at this golf course, missing the cut each of the last 2 years. And also, there might be a little bit of rust. He has not played yet, did not go to Hawaii, obviously didn't win last year, so didn't play in Maui, didn't play on Honolulu, and decided not to play La Quinta. So maybe a little bit of rust there. However, when we look at the strokes gained tee to green, he is one of the best. He's ranked 46th on his off the tee, 47th on the approach, and 32nd around the green. Like I said, if he was top 100 in putting, he really would be a force on the PGA Tour each and every week. But on a week like this, where around the green and approach matter dramatically, well, I think he should be in a good position. Plus, his game is much better, at least in my opinion, than it was coming in last year here at this tournament. So Aaron Wise, 7,500, great value this week. The next thing I want to talk about, Joaquin Niemann, another guy we have not seen yet here in this calendar year, which is a bit of a surprise. Typically gets out to that Maui and Honolulu swing. Did not this year, however, but coming in at 7,700 because of that. Joaquin Niemann, well, we've seen him priced much higher against a field like this. He has a little bit of a better course history than the other guys we just mentioned. Made the cut in each of the last 2 years, coming in 49th and 72nd. Mentioned that he hasn't had a start the last 2 years, but his strokes gain rank should be good here. He does struggle around the greens, so if he doesn't hit 70% of his greens, he could be in a little bit of trouble. 14th off the tee last year, 41st on the approach, 136 around the green, and 47th putting. Okay, my next thing I want to talk about, this was a little tough one to find a value, true value up above. I included Patrick Reed in this video last week, but using the new PXG driver and just signing on with them, the results have been really poor with it. I think that could really catch up with him here this week at Torrey Pines. Even though he's a former winner, great course history outside of that, a little worried about his driving skills. So I'll go to Taylor Gooch, who is now coming off of two not great starts. Even though he scored well last week, had over 20 birdies and an eagle in just three rounds, not even four, just three rounds. And coming in at only 8,900, he actually does have some pretty good course history. He came in 36th and 48th in the last 2 years, but he's 4 for 4 and made cuts in the four trips to San Diego. So got to look at that. Again, missed the cut last week and 27th the week before at Sony. I think the form is just a little bit better than that would suggest. Now, when we look at the strokes gain rank from last year, he's ranked 132nd off the tee, 35th on the approach, 53rd around the green, and 80th putting. All right, that's going to do it for the top five values this week for your DFS play. But before we get on out of here, I want to bring up the sponsor of the show. If you're not apt to worrying about value and ownership and all that, well, this place is the place for you, Jock Market. Now, if you don't know about them, it's fantasy sports into a stock market exchange. You make money every minute, every second of every hour that your event is going on. You can buy and sell shares of those players in real time. And I've got two great deals for you to tell you about. First, use promo code AWESOMO to get up to $50 bonus deposit on your first deposit. And secondly, Jock Market is going to refund you your, or what they call their first market guarantee, where they're going to guarantee up to $100 in losses on your first NFL or NBA market. They're going to refund it to you if you end up losing. A great thing. So check it out. Free, of course, through the App Store or Google Play today. And check out our free Jock Market IPO projections to help you beat the market. So make sure you like and subscribe to our channel here as well. And we'll be back with our live shows coming up. And depending on when you're watching this, our live shows this week, Monday, 4 o'clock, coming up really soon from when I am. And Tuesday, live before lock at 8 o'clock with Eric and Ben. So until next week, everybody at the Waste Management Phoenix Open, we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.